Penguin Random House Audio presents Parenting Outside the Lines. Forget the rules, tap into your wisdom, and connect with your child. This is the author, Megan Leahy. For Mark, who believed in me from the start. For my loves, Gigi, Louise, and Sophia, for eating my salmon dinners. Introduction. I would like to beg you, dear sir, as well as I can, to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and to try to love the questions themselves, as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. Rainer Maria Rilke, Letters to a Young Poet. Parenting outside the lines. What does that even mean? And what lines am I referring to? In my mind, these lines are all the parenting rules that have been torturing you, me, all parents for time immemorial. These parenting lines and rules and boxes are both prisons of our own making, as well as ideals that our culture keeps perpetuating to keep us in a chronic tizzy. We resent being told how to raise our kids, being told what is right and what is wrong, yet we cannot stand the ambiguity, doubt, and uncertainty that comes with raising our children. We cannot stand the feeling of being left in the dark. We don't just want a flashlight when it comes to our parenting worries. We want NFL stadium lighting. And when the lighting fails to show us the way, we blame the lights, ourselves, the kids, the spouse, society, the dog, you name it. It is all very human to want answers to our parenting worries. Our brains are sense-making organs, constantly taking in the world and shuffling multiple pieces of information around. Here's my head on an average day. Panic, I cannot find my keys. Oh, wait, they are here in my hand. I need to help my child with math and stir the soup before it burns. Is every child already on Snapchat? Maybe my child games too much? How do other parents keep their kids off the iPad? All of this is happening while I'm getting ready for work. But as our brains clarify our immediate needs and keep us safe, it is easy to forget a couple of important parenting truths. First, we are not limited by the parenting lines that we in society have drawn, nor are we limited by our panicky brains. Second, we have the power to see the larger picture of our parenting lives. And third, connecting to our children trumps any other physical or emotional parenting need you can imagine. As you listen to this audiobook, I will be asking, challenging, you to break out of your self-imposed parenting prisons. I will ask you to embrace ambiguity and fear, become comfortable with not knowing the answers, drop the to-do lists, as well as the pursuit to find the one way to be a good parent. Instead, we will befriend openness, curiosity, humility, and the wide-eyed wonder that parenting inevitably delivers on a regular basis. And in order to help you embrace this wide-eyed wonder, every chapter ends with a list of questions to consider. This is homework, yes, but not the kind of parenting homework to which you may be accustomed. I find that most parenting books are, in one way or another, trying to fix a problem, the child. And while that can be useful, that is not the purpose of the questions in this particular book. These questions, found at the conclusion of each chapter, are meant to draw you into a deeper understanding of yourself and your child. This understanding may lead to more thoughtfulness, and that may lead to even more questions. Think of it like a choose-your-own-adventure parenting book, rather than a how-to parenting book. You may feel angry, annoyed, ambivalent, avoidant, or affronted by the questions. Or you may feel cracked open, clear-headed, curious, and freed by them. Whatever the feeling, I believe almost every movement toward understanding yourself is a move in the right direction. The questions in this book may not yield immediate results. They may tip the first domino of action. or they may lead to overnight changes. I don't know what will happen. I just know that these parenting questions are worth pondering and hopefully journaling out some insights. Does embracing wide-eyed wonder about your parenting life sound like a load of BS? Maybe. I'm guessing you've picked up this book because you are suffering. When it comes to your children, you are lost, unsure, sad, worried, and anxious. You are angry, frustrated, and sick of banging your head against the proverbial wall. And now, it doesn't sound like I'm going to give you the answers. And we parents all want answers. You and I don't want wide-eyed wonder. We want our children to listen to us more and sass us less. So, why would I write a book that challenges you to ask yourself questions instead of giving you every answer for how to fix your children? When I began my own family in 2004, some of my strongest memories are of me lying pregnant in bed, reading book after book about parenting and child development. The books fell into two main categories: stages of child development or parent humor. I distinctly remember reading The Girlfriend's Guide to Pregnancy by Vicky Iovine, munching on saltine crackers and giggling endlessly. Because my anxiety kept me in a state of endless worry, as well as that niggly feeling of there's always something else to learn, a simple and funny parenting book was a breath of fresh air. While I loved and still loved my development and theory books, and they offered some wonderful clarity, they never really fixed anything. The more that the parenting books aimed to provide the answer, the more limiting they felt to me, and most other parents I know too. There were too many boxes to tick, too many of my protestations of what about this or that, and I always found too many exceptions to the rules. It was crazy making, and I had hardly even begun the parenting journey myself. For this book, I wondered, could I provide thoughtful questions? Could I write a book that helps you feel sane? Could I write a book that provides some hope while also challenging you to be more compassionate, more loving, and more open to your child and yourself? Is there a way I can help you trust yourself, help you recognize that you do have parenting intuition, recognize that feeling unsure is not failure, rather it is proof that you are on the right path, and finally, can we do all this and laugh a bit too? Let's lift the limits and the shoulds and should nots and find our own way through this parenting life. While quick fixes and bullet lists are tempting, maybe we can accept that our greatest parenting strengths rest in asking ourselves thoughtful questions and seeing where those answers take us. Our children are unique, and so our parenting of them is naturally customized, an idea that our larger culture doesn't seem to support. When we trust ourselves, we can mostly free ourselves from the fears that keep us panicked, reactionary, and disconnected from our children. That makes all the difference. You do have parenting intuition. As I kicked these ideas around, the first thing that had to go were all the data and studies that clutter up so many parenting books. Why? First, I didn't want the book to be so specifically tied to this date and time. My desire is that someone can pick up this book 20 years from now and still find the concepts useful and true. Yeah, the tech stuff will be totally different, but hopefully the main ideas will still track. Second, we parents have never had so much information at our fingertips. There are checklists and articles and studies for every single parenting and family topic you can think of. And those articles and studies, they can often feel like they are saving your life. Parents who previously felt left in the dark and lonely now have entire communities at their fingertips. Stuck on how to get your ADHD kiddo to eat breakfast? There are entire websites chock full of data and studies geared toward just this predicament. And that is awesome. But even though I love data and studies and internet support, I started noticing something interesting over the past couple of years in my parent coaching life. The more I coached parents, the more I found that the studies and data and articles weren't really helping them. I mean, sure, it was interesting, and I was always glad I had the research for my clients, but I found that the parents I worked with weren't suffering from a lack of information. They were suffering from a lack of self-awareness, trust in themselves, and loving connection with their children. They felt boxed in and limited.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?